Welcome to Grow Your Influence, leadership conversations for business owners and managers. Whether you own a business and have a team, or leadership is part of your role, welcome, you're exactly where you need to be. Join co-hosts Juliette Robinson and Christy Lee Billett for their regular conversations on all things leadership. No corporate jargon, no textbook ideologies, just real life experience unpacked in a relaxed way to help you be your best boss and lead your team with confidence, clarity, and control. This is Grow Your Influence. Let's dive in. Juliette, hi, how are you?
Christy Lee, great to see you.
You too. Today, we're tackling a bit of an interesting topic. We haven't spoken about this on the podcast before, but there is a really important period when we've got someone new joining our team, someone maybe younger, maybe their first job or their graduate position. And there's a period of time between when we offer this person a job and when they start with us that's really important, but we don't tend to do very much. So we thought we'd talk today about how we can help prepare young people for joining our team and perhaps for joining their first big corporate job to help them feel more prepared when they join us.
Yeah, and I do think this is quite a neglected area. A friend was telling me her daughter has just started with a big bank, and it's her first job, her first serious job that's not in a pub, out of uni. Listening to the way they dealt with it, you can see some gaps. Mm-hmm. Even for a large organization,
yeah,
that should know better.
So, yeah, I think most organizations are not doing anything in this pre-start zone, I guess I would call it. I think it's a neglected piece of time that actually we could be doing a whole lot with.
I think so too. And I think if we want to get the best from these young people when they hit the ground, then we really, there's lots we can do in that interim phase. So as you say, once we offer a job to a young person, what I know, and I can still remember that feeling of like, oh my God, somebody wants me, you know.
It's so nerve-wracking, isn't it? It's like you don't know what to expect. You've got no idea what to do. There's so many emotions.
Yes, and you've been through a few interviews with people, and so there's been all of that sort of adrenaline rush and that uncertainty. And then we get the offer. But we might not be starting for weeks or even a month.
You know? Sometimes even longer with these graduate positions. That's sometimes true. We're recruiting for graduates at the end of the year and we're starting them in February the following year.
Absolutely. And in fact, I think my friend's daughter, it was about 6 months out.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I know she went off traveling and things. So there's a lot of time.
Mm.
And I think that initial sense of, oh, great, they want me, is often quickly followed by the, oh my God, you know,
yeah,
what's it going to mean? And what do I need to do? And what do I need to know?
And have I made the right decision? Should I have accepted this offer?
Yes. Yes. So with graduates, are there any best practice approaches out there that you've seen?
Look, I think it's so underdone that there isn't many practices at all. So, but you know, I think there are the things that I would think to do from a best practice perspective is to have a communication plan. So have a plan for touching base with this person in some form or another for that period, right from when the job is accepted through to when they're going to start. And depending on what that time frame is, might depend on what that plan looks like, of course. But really nominating someone in the business to be that person who is in charge of this communication plan. And it could be as simple as an email a week, or an email this week, a phone call next week, a Zoom catch up, you know, if it's a longer period, so that you've got regular contact. Because mm-hmm. I think it's important to remember in this period of time, someone has accepted a job offer, but that doesn't mean all the other jobs that they were applying for are not circling.
Yes.
And are possibly not chasing them as well.
Yes.
So you want to be front of mind and you want to keep them excited about this opportunity that they've accepted with you. So some form of a communication strategy, I think, is really important. And also some, I guess, getting them ready. So getting them excited about the job. So it could be How do you prefer your workstation to be set up? And sending them three options for the different setups you've got. Maybe you've got sit down, stand up desks or something like that. Do you have a preference on stationery? Like it could be the smallest little things, but someone is getting ready for that person to turn up at work and they're making decisions on behalf of that person. Just involve them in the decisions. It can be that simple.
Yes, I think that's really true. And I think you can start involving them in the life of the organization,
Yeah.
you know, whether there's a WhatsApp group that everybody's on or a
Yes.
Slack channel or something, so they can see some of the conversations that go on. I agree with you. I think having a communications plan is critical. And, you know, in online marketing, we talk about a nurture sequence of emails. I think you can do exactly that.
Yes.
So that, as you say, whether it's once a week or every couple of weeks, but there's it depends on the time frame
Yeah.
between when you offer the job and when they start, obviously. But having a little series of emails that says, you know, we're really looking forward to seeing you. Here's a couple of links to things on the website you might want to read.
Yep.
Or, you know, here's a couple of our competitors or something you might want to look at, or here's an interesting article. Just keeping them in the loop, because I agree with you. If they're looking for a job with you, they will have been looking for a job with lots of others.
Yep.
And this is a very fluid time for them. And for some of them, they might have locked in the job just so that they got it.
Yes, security.
Yeah. And they don't really know that you're any better than anybody else.
Yep.
So keeping them engaged and giving them a sense of your culture, I think, is really powerful.
I agree. I think it's so important. And I love that idea of effectively a nurture suite sequence or an onboarding email sequence effectively for the
Yes.
pre-onboarding stage.
Yeah.
And just drip feeding little bits of info,
I think so.
insights. We won this big project this week. You'll be working on that
Yes.
when you join us.
Yeah.
Seeding all of that, I think, is great. And I think also if you have a structured induction and onboarding program, big businesses do, not all small businesses do,
Yeah.
tell them about that ahead of time. We're
Yes.
looking forward to welcoming you. On day one, here's what to expect.
Exactly. Yes. But also, I think, and this is one of the things I recommended to this friend's daughter who was starting, we could even in the week before they join, say, here's the team you're going to be working with. Here are their LinkedIn links, or here are
Yes.
links to their bios on our website if you're a big enough organization. But this idea that we give them a sense of who they're going to be meeting so they can go and do a little bit of looking around,
Yeah.
see whether they're both, you know, got things in common, you know, whether they see things where they go, oh, yeah, okay, so I studied that too, or I'm a mad keen follower of that person, or whatever it is. They can find some things that help them connect with them on day one as well.
Yeah, and I think depending on the size of your business and the size of your team, you might get different people involved in this process. Like if you've got a
Yeah.
small team, maybe it's your office managers just doing this. Got a bigger team, you might be delegating to a team member this week. I want you to reach out, like you said, connect with them on LinkedIn and introduce yourself
Yeah.
so that they're feeling already welcomed before they walk in the door.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's lots of little things we can do. And I don't think it has to be huge. And I don't
No.
think it has to take up a lot of time.
No.
But I do, as you say, I think it's a lost opportunity that we could really take advantage of and make a real difference. So by the time they walk in the door, they already feel connected.
Yes.
They already
Yep.
have a sense of the organization, the culture, whether it is big or small. You don't have to be big to do this.
No. And I
Yeah.
think if you're having any team events in that pre-start period,
Yeah.
just invite them along. No pressure to attend because some people, for introverts, that would be terrifying.
Yeah,
But
of course.
for
Yeah.
some people, and I've seen this happen where I've had clients say to me, "Oh, we're having a end of financial year celebration. So and so starting in 3 weeks. Invite them along for us." And I've said, okay, thinking there's no chance this applicant's going to do this. And they loved it. They were excited to be
Oh.
invited. They went along, they met the team. So they felt like they knew everyone before they walked in the door. And I think also younger generations, really interestingly, are really valuing that in-person connection. It's actually really
Yeah.
important to them. So they're actually probably more likely than maybe our generation to show up to something like that, I think. They're quite interested in it.
Yes, I think that's right. Well, and they're looking for that connection
Yes.
and that sort of sense of where they fit in the whole thing,
Yes.
much
Yeah.
more than I think older generations did. So I think it's a really valuable thing to do. And at this time of the year, towards the end of the year, there's a real opportunity to bring people who might be joining your team next year
Yeah.
into things like a Christmas celebration, or even if you're having a planning day, don't bring them to the planning day, but maybe invite them for a drink at the end of it, or to the dinner, or you know, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So they get to know everybody.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I think that anything that you've got going on, just invite them to participate in some way, I think. So, there's no, I don't think there's a really best practice necessarily or established right way, because I don't think anyone's doing it very well. But there are so many little things you can do in this period, just very deliberately having a connection point and getting this person involved in the team, from the outset.
I think it's so true. And I think it is an opportunity for us to engage with those people. And having gone to the trouble of recruiting them, you know, through the interview process and all of that sort of thing, we don't want to lose them before they've even walked through the door. So, and we want when they walk through the door for them to feel as connected as possible, as quickly as possible. So I think it's a real opportunity to make the most of that time, whether it be, you know, a week or two or a month or two. I think we can do more with it.
Absolutely. And I think anything we can do to help reduce the nerves that someone has in that process, I mean, we can all remember what it was like. It, whether it's as simple as, just so you know, this is what we tend to wear. This is, we don't have a dress code, but generally people wear this kind of thing. So people aren't freaking out before they walk in the door thinking, am I going to be dressed up? Like things that don't matter in the scheme of things, but will, of course, be genuinely worrying, particularly a young person
Absolutely.
coming into the workplace wondering whether they've got it right from the beginning. So things that are just part of our fabric of our organization, just letting them in on that so that they know that's, if you are a hot desking business, tell them that before they walk in the door, for example. So just little things that are probably, inconsequential to you, but actually make a big deal to how this person's feeling about walking in the door.
I agree. And I love your advice. I think it's really important just before they come in to kind of let them know what's going to happen in the first week. You know, just give them that kind of, okay, so when you get here on Monday, whatever, you know, this is what we're planning to do. This is kind of how the week will shake out. And it doesn't have to be War and Peace, but just giving them a few little things that they can anchor to so they know what's going on for the week is really helpful.
I think so. So much we can do that we're not doing this space, and really simple to fix. So
I
if you've
think
got
so.
someone joining your team, particularly a young person, a grad, an intern, but really any, you could apply this to any new team member.
I think so.
Just think about doing these things to help them be excited about joining you, and obviously also to not be considering any other little carrots or offers that might be dangled in their face in the meantime.
I think you will see a difference in how people show up as new joiners in your team.
100%, I agree.
Oh, I love it
Interesting
talking
one.
to you.
Thank you, Juliet.
No, that's a pleasure. I think, well, let's talk about inductions and onboarding people in the next episode, because I think that's the next step, isn't it? They arrive on day one. Now, what are
Not
we going to
now.
do?
Exactly. All right. That will be coming up in our next episode. Looking forward to it.
See you there.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a rating, comment, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to recommend us to a friend. We also love hearing suggestions for topics or guest speakers that you would love to hear from. The best way to reach us to give us those suggestions is over on our Facebook page. Simply head to Facebook and search Grow Your Influence. See you there.